This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The Hamas authorities in Gaza say Israeli airstrikes have killed dozens of Palestinians in a single day in the Jabalia refugee camp. It's understood that many were killed during a strike on a residential block housing two families. Locals have been searching for survivors trapped under the rubble. Frank Gardner reports.
Figures attributed to a spokesman for the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza indicate that around 90 Palestinians have been killed in a single day of airstrikes on the Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza. There was no immediate comment from Israel's military, which says it is continuing to conduct operations against what it calls terrorist targets and infrastructures. It insists it takes care to avoid civilian casualties, but this is increasingly disputed by most of the world, as the number of those killed is now estimated to be around 19,000, mostly women and children, according to the health ministry.
Voters in Chile have rejected a proposal to replace the current constitution, which was written during the military government of Augusto Pinochet. The draft constitution has been rejected by 55% of those who took part in the referendum. Here's Leonardo Rocha.
The message from Chilean voters to their leaders in the opposition seems to be clear. Forget the idea of writing a new constitution and focus instead on the country's more immediate problems. Just over a year ago, Chileans went to the polls and voted against the first proposal, drafted by a largely left-wing group and backed by President Gabriel Boric. The latest version, which was seen as more conservative, would have banned abortion and allowed the immediate deportation of illegal migrants. The governing coalition has celebrated its rejection in Sunday's referendum. Both sides have now officially given up on attempts to reform the constitution.
The trial of the pro-democracy campaigner Jimmy Lai is due to get underway in Hong Kong shortly. The long-standing critic of Chinese communism is accused of undermining the territory's national security. Mickey Bristow has the details.
The case against Jimmy Lai is based on articles published in his newspaper Apple Daily and on his public statements, including those on social media. For many years, he criticised China's communist leaders and campaigned for more democracy in Hong Kong. But after Beijing imposed a national security law on the territory 3 years ago, such comments were deemed illegal. Mr. Lai has been held in solitary confinement for 3 years awaiting this trial. He's pleaded not guilty. He's not expected to win.
South Korea and Japan say North Korea has just launched a ballistic missile in the past half hour. South Korean officials say it was fired to the east of the Korean peninsula over the Sea of Japan. It follows the launch on Sunday of a short-range missile. World news from the BBC. There's been fighting in the Russian region of Belgorod, close to the border with Ukraine. According to Ukrainian military intelligence, a Russian army base was destroyed by what it called opponents of the Kremlin regime. The Freedom of Russia Legion, a paramilitary group of Russians based in Ukraine who oppose President Putin, has claimed responsibility for the attack. The governor of Belgorod said no civilians had been injured. The emergency services in Australia have worked through the night to try to rescue hundreds of people trapped by flooding in the state of Queensland. Severe weather warnings remain in place, with the heavy rains that have swollen rivers and engulfed roads expected to continue for most of Monday. Phil Mercer reports.
Floodwaters have forced some residents to seek shelter for hours on their roofs. A group of patients and staff has been stranded on top of a remote health clinic. More than 2 metres of rain have fallen in parts of northeastern Australia since the emergency began. 2,000 kilometres north of Brisbane, the Bloomfield River, which has large numbers of crocodiles, has burst its banks. Aboriginal leaders are urging people to stay out of the murky brown floodwaters. The city of Cairns is enduring its largest flood on record.
A powerful storm has hit Argentina's Buenos Aires province, killing at least 14 people. Powerful winds and heavy rains have caused floods and disruption across the region. 2 people have died in neighbouring Uruguay. British regulators have granted approval for vertical rocket launches from the UK's most northerly inhabited island. A new spaceport in Unst, which is part of the Shetland Islands, is the first in Western Europe to be given such clearance. It'll be permitted to carry out up to 30 launches a year, sending small satellites into orbit. BBC News.